is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is an evergreen show, and it's an evergreen show because we're going to recreate and do something that we did about 4 years back. 4 years back, we ran a show called Popular Folk Songs of the 60s, taking a look at the folk scare, as Utah Phillips called it, the folk scare. And everybody loves it. We've run it now since 2010. We run it every year, and people just go bananas. It's pretty nostalgic, and it's what it's all about, pretty much. But there's some good stuff going on. There's some good innovative and creative things that happened during the 60s, and it's really a testimony to how effective the commercial industry can be, really, when you think about it. So we decided, we, meaning me, decided that we would do a part two that we will also run in subsequent years. And all the cast is back. They're all back. Dylan, the Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary. They're all here in this show. Regrettably, and it's because I couldn't find it. I know I have some, but I couldn't find it. I've hunted and hunted. I may have loaned it out. There is no Ian and Sylvia in either show, and there is only one Clancy Brothers song in either show. And we may have to do something about that. We may have to do a part three down the road, but 3 hours of music of the 60s is a lot of music, so part two will have to suffice. And my apologies to those who think that Ian Tyson should, because I think you're right. Songs like Four Strong Winds. We did have Judy Collins' version of Someday Soon in the last show that he wrote. But there are so many good Ian and Sylvia songs out there. Alrighty. So that's that on that. And we need to do something about that and rectify that, because Ian and Sylvia should not be overlooked, and neither should the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. They're a little easier because on St. Patrick's Day, we always drag some of that stuff out. Alrighty, so let's start up with the Kingston Trio. Why not? And this is their second big hit after Tom Dooley. They had so many of them, of course. And this is one that's a little laid back. And then I think what we'll do is we will play their last biggest hit that made it into the top 10 from the album Sunnyside, a Billy Ed Wheeler song called Desert Pete. And it's just a good Western story about perseverance and being grateful. Alrighty. First one, here we go. Bob Shane and Buckwheat on the bass. Bob Shane, the Kingston Trio.
Scotch and soda, mud in your eye. Baby, do I feel high, oh me, oh my. Do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in, oh my. Do I feel high? People won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging. But I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eye. Oh me, oh my, do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high. No, people won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging. But I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes. Oh me, oh my, do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high.
I was traveling west of Buckskin on my way to a cattle run, across a little cactus desert under a hot blistering sun. I was thirsty down to my toenails, stopped to rest me on a stump, but I tell you I just couldn't believe it when I saw that water pump. I took it to be a mirage at first, it'll fool a thirsty man. Then I saw a note stuck in a bacon powder can. This pump is old, the note began, but she works, so give her a try. I put a new sucker washer in her, you may find the leather dry.
You've got to find the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, desert me.
Yeah, you'll have to prime the pump. Work that handle like there's a fire. Under that rock to find some water I left in a bitter's jar. Now there's just enough to prime it with, so don't you go drinking first. You just pour it in and pump like mad. Buddy, you'll quench your thirst.
You've got to prime the pump. You must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet.
Well, I found that jar, and I tell you, nothing was ever prettier to my eye. And I was tempted strong to drink it, 'cause that pump looked mighty dry. But the note went on, have faith, my friend, there's water down below. You've got to give until you get, I'm the one who ought to know. So I poured in the jar and I started pumping, and I heard a beautiful sound of water bubbling and splashing up out of that hole in the ground. I took off my shoes and I drunk my fill of that cool, refreshing treat. I thank the Lord, I thank the pump, and I thank old Desert Pete.
You've got to find the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank the kindly Desert Pete. Drink all the water you can hold.
Right.
There was a time in the starlight when the railroad did not run, and the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and history has no bounds. As to this verdant country they came from all around.
They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, the mills, and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was turning in the spring, the railroad men grew restless for hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day. And many a fortune won and lost, and many a debt to pay. Oh, they looked in the future, and what did they see? A sun iron road running from the sea to the sea. Bring goods to a young growing land, all up from the seaports and into their hands. Look away, said they, across this mighty land, from the eastern shore to the western strand. Bring the workers and bring up the rails. We gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open their heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Bring the workers and bring up the rails. Gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open their heart, let the lifeblood go. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Behind the blue Rockies, the sun is declining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away. We are now the on the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun. Living our stew and drinking bad whiskey, bending our backs till the long days are done. We are on the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun. Laying down track and building the bridges, bending our backs till the railroad. So over the mountains and over the plains, into the Muskeg and into the rain, up to St. Lawrence all the way to Gaspé, swinging our hammers and drawing a pain, driving a mend and tying them down, away to the bunkhouse and into the town. A dollar a day and a place for my head, a drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Has been sung. Oh, the battles have been won. On the mountain tops we stand. Oh, the world at our command. We have opened up the soil with our teardrops and our toil. Oh, there was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, and the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green
dark forest was too silent to be real. And many are the dead men too silent to be real.
From the album Sunday Concerts, a song that was originally recorded on his album called The Way I Feel. Written for the Expo of 1967, which was held in Montreal, and it was all about Canada. And Gordon Lightfoot approached that with a pretty sweeping song about the railroads and the history of the railroads and what all of that meant. It's a really good song. I had a Facebook, which I don't do Facebook, somebody read this to me. From a listener who said I was kind of hard on Gordon Lightfoot in part one of this set, and yeah, maybe, but you can't in any way, shape, or form underestimate and undermine that song. It's a wonderful, epic song. The Canadian Railroad Trilogy is what it's called. The Canadian Railroad Trilogy. Before that, Desert Pete with John Stewart. With the Kingston Trio, not the comedian John Stewart, but the late John Stewart, who died about 3 or 4 years back at the age of 68, and who did a lot of work with the Kingston Trio from 1961 to 1967. He replaced Dave Gard. Dave Gard was in the Kingston Trio that did Scotch and Soda, but that was basically Bob Shane and Buckwheat, the bass player, doing Scotch and Soda. How about that? This is our popular Folk Songs of the 60s Part 2 show. And let's see, where are we going? I don't know. We'll go someplace, though. How about this?
Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. trials, Lord, soon be over. I had a little book was given to me, and every page spelled liberty. Could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. There is a tree in Paradise of life. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brother.
his roof with a rat-a-tat-tat-tat.
Oh, no, don't let the rain come down. Oh, no, don't let the rain come down. Oh, no, don't let the rain come down. My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Oh, yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Now this crooked little man, cat and mouse, they all live together in a crooked little house. Has
a crooked door with a crooked little latch,
has a crooked roof with a crooked little patch.
Ah ha.
Oh no, don't let the rain come down.
Ah ha.
Oh no, don't let the rain come down.
Ah ha.
Oh no, don't let the rain come down. My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown.
Oh, those serendipity singers. They are so serendipitous. They're sort of another kind of a spin-off of the new Christy Minstrels. And, you know, there were a lot of groups after the Christies formed and did all their nine-member thing. A lot of groups started forming up. And I think the new Christy Minstrels were one of Randy Sparks. He was a entrepreneur and a nightclub owner and a real folky. And he set up the new Christy Minstrels, and then later on the Back Porch Majority. And there was another one of those groups, and I don't know if he had something to do with the Serendipity Singers or not, but they were very serendipitous, and that was their biggest hit. They had another kind of a kids-type song. They kind of got a little pigeonholed, really, because they were amazing singers, and they did wonderful versions of pop songs, and they had good humor. They did a great version on, they only had a couple of albums out, actually. They did a great version of the Flanders and Swan Hippopotamus, the Mud Thing, Mud, Mud, Glorious Mud, the Serendipity Singers. And they still have their little teeny legacy in Don't Let the Rain Come Down. Yes, they do. Before that, wonderful, wonderful harmonies from the trio Peter, Paul, and Mary, Peter Yarrow, Paul Stuckey, and the late Mary Travers. And what amazing, nobody does that anymore in music in general. Nobody harmonizes like that. Yeah, maybe they were a little too pretty at times, but who cared? One, because they used their folk status and their musical influences in a lot of way cool ways in terms of trying to make things better and improve things throughout the world, actually. And a lot of protests and things like that. And then setting up using whatever money they had for various foundations. And I think that that is way cool. They stuck with it. They kind of lived and walked the talk. Peter, Paul, and Mary did. All right, we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. If you want to email me, email at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, and I will get back to you, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. And indeed, I will get back to you. We're doing part two of the folk scare of the popular folk songs of the 60s, and we'll be back with who knows where we're going with this. Alrighty. Hang in there, because we are coming right back. You just hold your horses, because it's all going to be good. Just trust me on this one. It's all good. It's all good.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palouse at the corner of 2nd and Van Buren Streets in Moscow, pursuing justice, tolerance, and compassion through spiritual growth. Sunday morning service is at 10. Online at palouseuu.org.
Rain, wind, and mountain snow today. High temperatures 51 in Moscow, 55 in Lewiston. Tonight, mostly cloudy and very windy. Lows will be in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers or snow showers and breezy. High temperatures in the 40s.
We got to do better than that. Let's restart that. I don't know what's going on. There we go. Try to scare.
My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful. like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentines can't buy her. Dime stores and bus stations.
everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
That song was released as a single. That's the Kingston Trio's version of Pete Seeger's Where Have All the Flowers Gone? There's something about the last circular part from the Gone to Soldiers. Pete Seeger used to say they're all in uniform. Gone to Soldiers, and then the soldiers going to graveyards, and the graveyards going back to flowers. Those weren't in the original lyrics that Pete Seeger wrote. And I think he added them later or something. Before that, Joan Baez, Love Minus Zero, from her album Any Day Now. That's an album of Dylan's songs. She's one of the best interpreters of Bob Dylan, Joan Baez is. Joan Baez is a good interpreter of a lot of things. And we'll hear a little bit more from her in the show. Coming up, we still have a lot of music to go from the 60s, the popular songs of the 60s. Gordon Lightfoot had been with United Artists Records for quite a few years, became dissatisfied with the production values of United Artists, and went to Warner Brothers in the same year of 1969 that he had done the Sunday Concerts album. And when that album was released, he was already working with Warner Brothers and came up with a song that really was his signature song from that time forward. And I remember seeing Gordon Lightfoot concerts where he would actually have to do the last stanza or so over again because the encore, the ovations were so huge. Gordon Lightfoot, the all-Canadian good guy. And this is probably not his best song, because I think the Canadian Railroad Trilogy is way up there. But this is probably his most famous song.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. Again, because the ending just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you left. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
They were an incredible trio, Gordon Lightfoot, Red Shea on lead guitar, and Mr. Richard Haynes on the bass. Red Shea eventually left the group, a couple of years later, and Terry Clemens, the late Terry Clemens, joined up, and he was just as good a guitar player. Gordon Lightfoot, if you could read my mind, from the album called Sit Down, Young Stranger, the first of many albums on Reprise, Warner Brothers. Gordon did a song in the late 70s about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and he did it in a timely manner. Pretty much right after the wreck, he wrote the thing down and recorded it, and it was a pretty major deal up there in Lake Superior. But what a lot of people don't realize is that Gordon Lightfoot had written another ballad of a sunken ship, a ship that was sinking, a cruise ship that sunk in the Bay of Biscay between Miami and Cuba, I think, or someplace. Anyways, in the Bay of Biscay, and it's a wonderful song. It's actually as a crafted song, I think it's probably better than The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Listen to this one. It's called The Ballad of the Yarmouth Castle, which sank in 1965, and it sounds like this.
Well, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the anchors have been weighed. From Miami to Nassau, she's bound across the waves. She's heading south through Biscayne Bay into the open sea. Yarmouth Castle, she's dying and don't know it. Another many years she's been to sea, she's seen the better times. Here's a groan of protest as they cast away her lines. And the grumble of her engines and the rust along her spine tells the castle she's too old to be sailing. But the sands run out within her heart, a tiny spark glows red. It smolders through the evening, there's laughter overhead. Now the dinner's served and the cards are dealt and the drinks are passed around. And deep within the fire starts a burning. Now it's midnight on the open sea and the moon is shining bright. Some people join the party and others say goodnight. There's many who are sleeping now, it's been a busy day. A tiny wisp of smoke is arising. Oh Lord, she groans, I'm burning. Let someone understand. But her silent plea is wasted in the playing of the band. Everybody's dancing on the deck and they're having such a time. And a voice says, shut up and deal, I'm losing. Deep within the Yarmouth Castle, the fire begins to glow. It leaps into the hallways and climbs and twists and grows. And the paint she wore to keep her young, oh Lord, how well it burns. And soon that old fire is raging. Up beneath the bridge, it's climbing fast, the captain stands aloft. He calls up to the bosun, says, bosun, we are lost. For the ragged hoses in the racks, no pressure do they hold.
people down below will soon be dying. All the midships, oh, she's blazing now, it's spreading fore and aft. The people are a-scrambling as the fire blocks the path. The evil smoke surrounds them and they're falling in their tracks. And the captain in his lifeboat is a-leaving. Oh, then the ship Bahama Star comes steaming through the night. She sees the castle blazing, and 'tis a terrible sight. Jump down, her captain cries, we'll save you if we can. And the paint on his funnels is a-frying. God help the ones who sleep below and cannot find the way. Thank God for those we rescue on this awful day. The heroes, they are many, but the times are growing slim. For now from stern to bow, she's a-blazing. Oh, the Yarmouth Castle's moaning, she's crying like a child. You can hear if you listen. Above the roar so wild, is she crying for the ones who lie within her molten sight, or crying for herself, I'm a-wondering. But the living soon will rescue the ones who live to tell, and from the star they watched her as she died there in the swells. Like a toy ship on a mill pond, she burned all through the night and slipped beneath the waves in the morning.
Come as close as the air, sharing a memory of gray, and wander in my words, dream about the pictures that I play of changes. Green leaves of summer turn red in the fall, to brown and to yellow they fade, and then they have to die, trapped within the circle time parade of changes. Scenes of my young years were warm in my mind, visions of shadows that shine, till one day I returned and found they were the victims of the vines of changes. The world spinning madly, it drifts in the dark, swings through a hollow of haze, a race around the stars, a journey through the universe ablaze with changes. Thank you. magic will glow in the night. All fears of the forest are gone, but when the morning breaks, they're swept away by golden drops of dawn, of changes. Passions will part to a strange melody, as fires will sometimes burn cold like petals in the wind. We're puppets to the silver strings of souls of changes. Your tears will be trembling now, we're somewhere else. One last cup of wine we will pour, and I'll kiss you one more time, and leave you on the rolling river shores of changes. So sit by my side, come as close as the air, share in a memory of gray, wander in my words, dream about the pictures that I play of changes.
That is such a great song. Phil Oakes, Changes. Phil Oakes, who was a very tragic figure, but who did amazing things, and who wrote amazing. There was an American Masters on him, and he was a troubled soul, was Phil Oakes, and out of the most troubled souls sometimes come the most wonderful, wonderful, and kind of troubled songs in some ways, too, but songs that go past their own troubles, looking for what they really would like to see in life. Interesting. You know, there were two young fellas that recorded a song, recorded an acoustic album, and the acoustic album was a really good album. It was very folky and very acoustic. One was a little more in the rock and roll side of things, like the blues, and the other one was the sort of college tenor choir balladeer, and they made a good group. They were originally called Tom and Jerry. Later on, they just took their last names, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. We're going to hear the original Sounds of Silence, as was released on the Wednesday Morning 3 a.m. album.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. And the people bowed and prayed on God they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered in the sounds of silence.
From the Wednesday morning 3 a.m. album, Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. We're going to hear what happened to that song. And we're going to hear lots more. Phil Oakes and Bob Dylan and Peter, Paul and Mary and the Brothers Four and Joan Baez and the Byrds and the Foggy Mountain Boys and all kinds of cool stuff. So you need to hang on because we're coming right back with lots more music in part two of the pop folk songs of the 60s. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're coming right back. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
It's a minute before 12 o'clock, and hour two of Inland Folk with Dan Marr begins in just a moment. Support for our programming comes from WSU's Global Campus, offering weekly online learning events. These interactive one-hour sessions cover diverse subjects from dream analysis to beekeeping, presented by Washington State University faculty. Registration at open.wsu.edu. You're tuned to your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.